Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy, and this is a holy pep talk to seize your moment. It's a Sunday, and I felt inspired to jump on the podcast to talk to you about seizing your moment. Listen, the universe has your back. And if you look over your life right now, you will see all the little signs from the universe pointing you in the direction of your dreams. But you have to meet the divine halfway. You have to do the work. I'm going to say it again. You're going to have to do the work. Keep your promises to yourself. Now, there is a soulful way to do the work, and then there is an unhealthy way to do the work. Soulful comes from within. Soulful means you work, you work, you work, you rest when you're tired, you wake up, you do the work. Unhealthy is following what you think the world is asking you to do. But even worse than that, what's even more unhealthy is not doing it at all. So trust yourself, show up for yourself, do the work. Stick with the eating plan. Find your easy way to make that eating plan work for you. You don't have to do it the way everybody tells you to do it. You find your way that works for you. Trust your intuition. Look for the new job, but make it a celebration of your skills and talents. Do it from a place of joy. Do it from a place of ease, and do it from a place of consistency. It's not going to get better. So you find the right job for you. Complete the project. I know many of you are working on something. You've got an idea for something. You know how many times that people tell me, because I write novels, my second job, and I've been wanting to write novels for over a decade, and I put it on the shelf and put it on the shelf and chose another path, and the universe brought me back to center, and I said, I'm going to go for it. So often I talk to people and they're like, oh, I always wish I could write a book. I'm like, sit your ass in the chair and write it. Don't talk about it. Do the work. And I'm here to tell you, you won't love every moment of it. But if you are following your soul, oh, my God, you will get through it with ease and grace. It's still going to be work. But you will get through it. And it will be magical. The results on the other side will be magical. Do your manifesting exercises because they are designed to help you align with what you want. They are designed to help you be a magnet to all that you desire. Lose the loser guy because he's not giving you what you need, and your needs are worthy of being met. Do the work, because I promise you, if you do what's hard now, you will reap the rewards of what is your divine good. You will reap the rewards of your divine good. Now, this is an intuitive message. A doorway of opportunity has appeared in your life. If you're listening to this program, this intuitive message is for you. A doorway of opportunity has appeared in your life. Walk through it now and walk through it with grace. Walk through it towards completion. Walk through it with the highest love and gratitude for yourself, for spirit that has opened it for you, and for all that is to come. You do not know when another doorway will open. It will open. I'm going to be so honest. It will open, but it might be 2 years from now. It might be 3 years from now. It might be 6 months from now. You don't know. So my advice is walk through it now and walk through it fully and completely. And what do I mean by this? Is that sometimes we will, let's go back to maybe you're working on a business project and you do all this work around it, but then you slack on the marketing of it or you slack on the quality of it. You're only going to get half of what you want. You might even get a fourth of what you want. I say do it to your best of to the best of your ability now. Now, my spirit guides are jumping in and saying, Amy, somebody's hearing you say this, and they're like, but I don't have the money, I don't have the time. Find a way. find a way. Your resistance is going to make you think that your obstacles are so much bigger than they are. But if you devote yourself to your center and you get the world out of your head, you get how you think it needs to be done out of your head, and you trust your soul and do what is right for you, oh my God, you will see the greatest miracle. You will seize your moment. Yeah, get out of your head, my friend. Get out of your head and trust your soul, trust your spirit, and do it to the best of your ability. It doesn't have to be perfect, but it does have to be played full out. Use every resource that you have. Pray for more resources and seize your moment. Now more than ever, and I sent an email out about this yesterday. It was a message that came forward. Now more than ever, we are called to play higher. Getting by, settling, doing just a little, doing nothing won't work like it did in the past. You must play higher. Do the work. Do the work. Do the work. Now, your resistance, and everybody has a different way of describing resistance, but the low vibe, fearful, demonic part of you will make excuses. Your resistance will punish you for your past laziness. The resistance loves to talk about the past because then you don't have to deal with the present. You don't have to move forward. It can just thrash you about all the mistakes you made in the past. Oh, I didn't do it right. I ate too much. I didn't follow plan today. Oh, I said it was going to work and I didn't do it. Oh, that didn't work out. So how's it going to work out again? Oh, I might as well take this. The resistance will tell you a story. It will weave a tale. But it's just lies. It's just lies. Here's the thing. The past no longer exists. Take a breath on that. Right now, in this moment, the past no longer exists. So stop thinking about it. Don't waste another ounce of energy on the past and focus on your tomorrow. Focus on your right now. Focus on your future. Use the here and now to move you forward. Use the here and now to welcome in your miracle. Do the work. Yeah, someone might show up and say, well, why are you doing that? Or, oh, that won't work out. Close your mind to all opposition and move in the direction of your dream. I'll give you a little tidbit here. I'll tell you about windows of opportunity. They open, they close, they open, they close, they open, they close. And if you get caught up, it's going to close. And then you have to deal with the discomfort of that closed window or closed doorway. But when I first got to L.A., I said I was taking a little sabbatical and I was going to check it out, see if I like it, and work on the novel I've been working on. It's a two-book novel in the series. And so I was working on it. I was having a great day. And then my brother got home. I was staying with him at the time. And I don't think he meant anything by it. But he's like, oh, all you want to do is just work on your novel. And I felt bad. I felt ashamed. I felt bad that I was doing something that I love so much. And it doesn't, novels don't create an instant return. You have to complete them. You have to release them. You have to market them. And then you will get a royalty for them. And that's a cycle. That is a cycle. And so I felt bad that I'm not focused on getting a dollar in the door right now. I ignored all the other work I had been up to. But in that moment, I felt bad for being in joy doing something that I deeply was devoted to. And I stopped. I stopped doing it. I was like, oh, well, I'll focus on other things. And, hopefully I'll get back to a place where I can get it done. It took me almost a month to sit back down and start writing. I was nibbling at it here and there as I could, but really put a finite amount of energy into it. It took about a month. So the naysayers will show up, and they'll show up in the most unlikely places. And I want you to say, no, get behind me, Satan, because I am moving in the direction of my dream, the divine, the universe, spirit, whatever you want to call it, God has opened a doorway for me, and I am going to charge through it by doing the work. So this is what will help you do your work. Listen to your affirmations to reprogram your mind. Because if I had really been in my practice, deep, deep, deep in my practice, that negativity that came my way, I could have shut it out. I mean, it's probably still hurt a little bit. I might feel a little shame, but I would have just gone back into my bedroom and continued to do my work. So listen to your affirmations to reprogram your mind to help you believe that what you want is possible, to help you align with that which is your truth. Do your meditation. Get quiet. Get centered so you can stay alert. See, that's what meditation does. It keeps you alert so you can say, oh, I'm getting off track here. Or, oh, I'm in flow. I can feel it flowing through me. But meditation keeps you alert. Take bold action. Who cares what the world says how to do it? You know, there's all these theories out there as to how to write a novel. You know, they'll say, you know, the old school is write every day. And psychologists say, you know, it's better to write every day. But writers that are killing it right now are all consistently saying, binge write. And so I would feel bad because I would take, you know, 2 days and write 20,000 words or 2 days and write 12,000 words instead of writing every day. And what I had to come to terms with is I had to get words on the page. That is me doing the work. So however way I do that, that's what matters. So who cares what the science says? Who cares? People just made it up. I heard this wonderful talk recently on time and 24 hours in a day, 365 days in a year. And he said, you define your time. You, those were just constructs made up, and you can buy into them if they work for you, or you can redefine your day. He was talking about he divides his day up into three parts, so then he feels like he gets 3 days for one. And that trick was working for him. He felt like for 30 days, he was getting 90 days, and I appreciate the methodology, but you have to do it your own way. So maybe that system, his system doesn't work for you, or that example I gave you, maybe that doesn't work for you. But you find a way to maximize your day, not at the cost of your health, not at the cost of your prosperity, not at the cost of your relationships, not at the cost of your mental well-being. You still have to be accountable to taking good care of yourself, but you can create dramatic, forward-moving change in your life. If you are willing to seize your moment, take full and complete responsibility for your life, do what is hard so that you can reap the rewards of your good. Be in gratitude consistently. Every blessing, be in gratitude. Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself, believe in yourself. Don't waste your time to plot out the how and the when. Just stay pointed in the direction of what you want. Pray for the shortest route there. Pray for divine instruction. Pray for the wisdom to do the work. Don't worry. Stay ready, stay ready, stay ready. Do the work. Seize your moment. Take advantage of all the blessings Spirit is giving you right now. Go for what you want. The big dream, the big desire, and trust every step as you move forward. No complaining, no doubting, no cynicism, just enthusiasm and positive expectation. Trust your intuition and do what you're called to do. Now in this moment, I pray for courage. I pray for strength for you. I pray for your own divine power to follow your dream to completion. Seize your moment. Do the work, do the work, do the work, do the work. I love you. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you have a moment, check out my spring sale. I look forward to connecting with you again.